The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Have you ever looked in the mirror and not recognized yourself? Me f***ing too. Hi, I'm Caroline Baudino from Instagram Shop with Caroline and host of Coming In Hot. This tough New Yorker, who swore she would never depend on a man, lives to wear all her jewels and look fabulous, let everyone else's expectations of being a mom, a wife, a daughter to Cuban parents take priority. I finally put my oxygen mask on first and took the biggest bet of my life. Join me every Monday on Coming In Hot to deep dive on finding your own happy tools and living your best life too. Yes, we can. Welcome back to my weekly podcast, Taste of Taylor. I'm so excited. She's back again, bitches. Shannon Ford, hey girl, hey.
Hey girl, hey. I can't stay away.
Oh my God, I really can't. Much. It's been so long.
It's been so long.
How long has it been?
It actually hasn't been that long.
It's been like a month and a half.
But like, I just want to live here. I just want to live inside of you. So I just don't want to, it's been a long time.
It's been forever.
And you bitches went to St. Bart's without me.
Oh my God, were you okay?
No. No, until I saw how much money you spent. And then I was like, okay, it's for the best.
I mean,
that I missed that one.
It really was. Like, Claudia was like pressuring me so hard to go shopping at Prada. And I was like, bitch,
you're
I have been
so
here
funny.
Twice as long as you. I cannot shop at Prada with you.
She is the worst best influence, but like also I'm dead that you had to be pressured to shop at Prada. Like, twist my fucking arm.
So we're having brunch, lunch, whatever, with Claudia. Meet you, Claudia. Dangerous combination.
Literally.
We're going to
Look,
Cipriani.
I'm already talking like her.
Literally.
We're going to Cipriani downtown.
Yes.
Which is where I take all my hoes.
You do.
I do. I take all my mistresses to Cipriani.
Love. Is
downtown.
Cipriani's, can you give me like the like download about Cipriani's? Like, what's
Is it your first time?
Yeah, never been.
Oh my God, I'm popping your cherry.
Popping my Chippy's cherry, baby.
Okay, so the last time I was there was like, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago. Okay. And I didn't realize it, but on my way out the door today, I was like, oh my God, I was wearing
the exact same thing.
Exact same outfit.
I've done that before with like people. Like I've like, cause you know, I love to recycle. Like once I've really formulated, like this is, well, in the sense that like, this is like a cool outfit that I put together that
it's
I was like,
so
this
good.
Is cool. A vintage sweater.
It's the vagina flashing outfit.
Yeah. The whole vagina is basically out of this skirt. I put the belt with it. And then I was like, oh, these Miu Miu sneaks are super cool with it. I was proud of it. Right. So I would reuse this exact same, very specific and I think very recognizable outfit again. Right.
Yes.
And I fucked up before where I've done it in the exact same establishment. And you got to think that these people are like, is she a cartoon character? Does she just like wear the exact same thing every time? It's so, I hate that.
Well, that's the thing, is it's like, it's one thing to outfit repeat, like we have to,
of course,
you can't buy all this nice shit and
we're
never wear it again.
Sustainable queens.
That's what we are. That's
Lizzie McGuire. You
me
are
and
a
my Zara everything. That's what I'm doing. I'm sustainable. Speaking of Zara, I'm quitting Zara. I'll say it right here, right now, because I want to be held accountable. No. I can't do it anymore.
Right.
The number one reason is because I can't make fucking money off of it. And that's my truth.
That is your truth.
That's the truth.
That you also, we're really scared. So one thing about Claudia is that Claudia is a very prompt individual. Okay. And I am actually too. I'm pretty prompt, but we really skirted around the time of the lunch with two different places. And I'm so scared of her that I just want to make sure that she isn't.
No.
Seen
we
this.
Are live. We are live checking text with Claudia right now to make sure that she doesn't beat us. Cause the thing with Claudia is she's always fucking early.
She's joking. And she said, oh my God, I'm here.
Oh no, that's not funny. Cause she literally
I'm stressed right now. We gotta keep talking.
Okay. So Cipriani.
Yeah.
So it really is, it's like, it's bougie, it's Euro, and it's overpriced. Okay. Mm-hmm, my three favorite things in a restaurant.
Yes.
And I was talking about it though, and like everybody knows it's my favorite, but my little brother is like, he was a huge fan of oh my God, Chef passed away. Really tough guy.
Bobby Flay.
Not Bobby Flay. I think he's alive and well.
Oh, the guy
that very insulting.
Sorry,
died.
Bobby. Wish you well. The guy that does the, he travels around.
Anthony Bourdain.
Anthony Bourdain.
He does travel series and stuff too, yeah.
So my brother reads all his books, and apparently he like did like this whole chapter on like rich people and how fucking dumb they are and how they go to all these restaurants.
Right.
And the restaurants are laughing at how shit the quality of food is.
No way.
And Cipriani was one of them.
Shut up.
So get ready to pay a fortune for subpar food.
Love. Okay, I'm in.
It's actually delicious.
I'm not like that picky. If something's yes. like done well and done nicely, yes. I'm just not that picky.
They have fresh tuna tartare.
Love.
Works for me. Pastas with a veal ragu.
Yum.
Girl, take it. The wine glasses are, you know, they leave something to be desired. They're like those little
thick
tiny ones.
Those thick little
thick
ones.
Litties?
I fucking hate thick little ones.
Me too.
But they're trying to give the essence that you're at a mom and pop, even though it's a chain that has like 27
It's a big
locations.
Ass line. But it's like, you know, I feel like there's things that you can get away with in France and Italy.
Yeah. Here. Have a thin, skinny little wine glass for
yes.
me.
Shit wine glasses, that's like par for the course in Europe.
Agreed. And that's like part of it, and it's fun.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to Cipriani, and we're going to try to sit outside. And you said to me.
I said, do you know a guy?
Okay, so I know a guy, and he knows my face.
Of course, by the
and
way.
And I know his face.
No, this is good. This is very good that you're wearing the same outfit. This is he will recognize you, so. And you're really just going to be in his mind. He's like, that's her again. This is good.
The dead
did you
denim
do it on purpose?
Lesbian queen. I did it. Maybe I did. No,
you
I
did.
Didn't. But I, like, do not know his name to save my life.
Yeah, tough.
And I should grease him, but I never grease him because I'm like, well, he knows my face. Isn't that like what greasing is for? I feel like you know about greasing. I feel like you're like...
I'm a greaser.
And greasing, by the way, I think it's like very... It's like a class act thing to do. Like a mensch. Like somebody who's like got that je ne sais quoi. Like they know how to grease.
Yeah,
greasing is an art form.
It's an art form. And I also think it's like... It's an art form that you have in certain like different cultures. Like a southern culture.
Yes.
Like some people grease, some people don't. I was brought up in a greasing culture. Like,
love it.
I always have cash on me. Like, I have cash in my bag right now because I was coming to a city that involves greasing culture. And I was like, I'll have some cash in case we need to slip it to someone.
How do you grease? Teach me how to grease.
I don't give the money until I usually like I don't grease. I give the money after I get something and then I'm always remembered. But I think you can, like, it's so cringe to be like, could we get a table and like have $100 in your hand? Like, that's
so. And like, how
so,
do you pass it? You have to like origami
but
it,
I
stick
have,
in your palm.
You just create a swan. I have done that before to skip a line and I haven't had the money in my hand because I would die if people behind me saw that I had money in my hand and then I got sent to the back of the line.
Oh my God.
That would be even more embarrassing. They're
right.
Like, oh my God, you're ugly, not cool. And they turned down your money. Like, that's so embarrassing. But I'll like walk up. Usually I'll only do it if it's a younger person. I don't know why. I just feel like they have less morals.
Yes.
And like, if it's like a younger door guy, I'll be like, hey, I'm like I the line is so long. Is there any chance if I like flip me a little $100? Come here, mine. And they'll be like, yeah, or they'll say no.
What's the most you've ever greased?
I've never done over $100.
Okay.
And that was like at a line in Cabo for this like super popular place that like no one could get into.
Yep.
And the guy like was like, okay, but then I was like, there's 7 of us. He's like, 7, and I was like, there's 7 of us.
Did it work?
So, yeah,
did
it worked.
When we were in St. Bart's,
Siete.
We wanted to grease, but we were like, what's even like an appropriate amount to grease
in
here?
In St. Bart's, yeah, you're like, you have to grease them with a Prada bag.
Literally. So we actually were, but one night Ben got like, he was just so sick of this fucking line. He was like, come on, our friends are in there. And he gave him a 20 and we got right in and we're like, a 20?
Oh, that's great. No,
that's all it took.
I grease with 20s for the most part. I've only ever greased 100 for like a huge, huge club that a 20, they would have laughed in our faces.
Right, exactly. So, okay.
20s are a good grease.
I'll have a 20. I'll get it ready to go. But I think I'm going to do it afterwards. Plus the last time I went there, I went with.
Especially if he already knows you and he already helps you out. You say thank, yeah, you give it to him after and you say, thank you for always taking care of us.
So the last time I was there two
okay,
weeks ago.
You better keep taking care of us.
Literally please. The same outfit. I said to him, he was like, hello, amore, good to see you. We gave a double kiss cheek.
Right.
Or a double cheek kiss. And then he said, where do you want to sit? I said, outside. He said, okay. I said, I have gorgeous girls coming. You're going to be so happy.
See, that's a good way to grease too.
That's currency.
Yeah, greasing is great. And so that's currency. But you know what's also nice? Like not doing it in a really over the top, like obvious way, but like
right.
complimenting them and being
yes.
like, you look so lovely today.
Yes.
And do you know what? Oh my gosh, you know what got my way all the time in London?
What?
Craziest concept. Like, London restaurants are like so hoity-toity, so like back of the line, bitch. Like,
yes.
if you don't have a reservation, like you're disgusting.
Yes.
Like, and I got my way. I told this to James so many times. Like, I'm not kidding. Upwards 5 or 6 times got tables where people were like, how the fuck is she getting seated? And this is because, ready for the craziest concept in the world?
Yes.
I was nice to the hostess. I was nice to her. I walk up. She's fucking frazzled. Everything's crazy. Everyone's being so mean to her. You know, like, London's a melting pot. So there's so many people there, like so many different like kinds of people there. And they're all over. They're being mean. They're talking to her. They're yelling. They're whatever. And I walk over to her and I'm like, girl, I hope they give you a bottle of champagne to keep back here so you can take a couple nips. This is crazy.
And oh, she, I know. You bonded.
And she's
talking. talking shit about everybody else.
Yes. I'm like, everyone else is crazy. Not me, who also doesn't have a reservation that definitely needs you to get me a table. I'm like, it's me and you together. I was like, girl, I was like, I'll man the tables. You go get yourself a drink. You deserve it. She was like, oh my gosh, people are crazy about these tables. It's just a table. I was like, I know. I was like, they're crazy. And I was like, well, listen, I feel like I already know the answer to this because this is a lot. So I was like, I don't have a reservation. It's just two of us. But I was like, but seriously, this is obviously not going to happen. But right. If there's any way you could sneak us in somewhere, or are we maybe even just take a bar, see the bar, I'll sit on top of the roof. You just say little funny, cute, girly things. I'm just a girl. You're just a girl.
I'm just a girl. I'm so lost and confused in this world. And help me. We're both lost ladies.
Lost ladies. Damsel in distress. No, but every single time it was like, oh my gosh, like I'll get you seated. And every time I'm like, thank you so much. And I thought to myself, they must just never get fucking a thank you.
Treated like a person.
They must never get treated like people. Like, here's a crazy concept. Be really nice to them and give them a chance to be nice to you and they'll be nice to you.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Bowl and Branch. Spring hath sprung, okay? And the way I like to celebrate spring is by cleaning out my closets. I must every single spring season do a full reboot of my home. I'm Marie Kondo it, okay? I'm like, what brings me joy? What sparks joy? And you might not think about this, but when it comes to spring cleaning, sheets are always at the top of my list because, honey, I don't mess around with my sleep, okay? My sleep is paramount. My bed is my haven. And the only place to go to get the premium sheets that literally make your bed feel like a cloud is Bowl and Branch. And that's because Bowl and Branch sheets are so buttery, so soft, so breathable. Very important when you're going into the warmer months, but still very cozy. But here's the best part. They actually get better with every wash, which usually when it comes to anything new, it's like they're the best when you first use them. And then it's like after the first wash, they're kind of like stiff and just like sad and crotchety. Bowl and Branch's signature sheets are the perfect way to start upgrading your sleep. And their best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and they get softer with every single wash. And that's because they are made with the finest 100% organic cotton and are completely free from toxins, which is so important. Actually, I was like, ew, there's toxins in other sheets. That's the memo I'm receiving. So gorgeous premium quality and also no toxins. And I'm obsessed with them, but guys, they're loved by millions of sleepers. Like they have over 11,000 five-star reviews. Yeah. And you know what? They know that their stuff's the good because they have a 30-night worry-free guarantee. So you can wash them, style them, sleep in the sheets for an entire month. And if you don't love them, you can send them right back. But guess what? FYI, you're going to love them because they're incredible. Bowl and Branch signature sheets also come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes from twin up to California King. And it's not just sheets. Bowl and Branch has the airiest blankets, the most cloud-like duvets, the fluffiest pillows, and so much more. It's your one-stop shop to make your bed actual heaven. I'm telling you, you're gonna thank me. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your first set of sheets plus free shipping when you use my promo code Taylor at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com, and use that promo code Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. Bowlandbranch.com and use that promo code Taylor. Exclusions apply, see site for details. And now back to the podcast. I have a question, because you did live in London for how long?
We never lived there. James is obviously from there.
Oh, duh.
But I mean, I would go and stay for like stints. You know, I'd go and stay for like a month at a time with him.
Did you see this video that came out? It was with, oh my God, who? I'm so bad at remembering names right now. Early onset Alzheimer's. The redhead. He snowboards.
Sean White.
Sean White.
Yes.
So Sean White is married to Nina Dubois.
Yes.
I got that name right
off
the top of my tongue.
Yeah, Dubois. It's like a hard name to say. Okay.
So they were in, did you see this video? Went viral. They were in like the Alps skiing and they went to lunch, après. And apparently, like when you sit down at a restaurant in France, I'm going to say it's just French specific, maybe all the rest of Europe.
Okay.
But basically, you like have like literally reserved, not even just like tables, but like actual seats because it's more of like a big long seating.
Oh, yeah. Like seats like on a plane, like 4B or something.
Literally.
Okay.
And they just sat in these seats and this Frenchman came over and he was livid that they were, he was basically like, you're American, disgusting.
Oh my gosh. He should have been like, I'm Sean White, motherfucker.
But that's kind of what they were doing. And he was like, I don't give a shit.
Well, to be fair,
who's wrong and who's right?
That's a great question because here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I have never, ever, ever gotten my way in any life event, whether it's a table, whether it's needing something. I've never gotten my way by trying to act like I'm better than someone else.
It's true.
It's also, it's a foreign feeling to me. I would just, yucky, I don't like doing it. Like I know like hot girls getting to table clubs. Like I know that you have to do that in Vegas kind of stuff, but even still, I'm like, ooh, I'd rather be the nice one. I'd rather be the nice girl that's like, who, me, pretty? I didn't even, what is even thinking about that? I was just thinking I'd like to talk to you about possibly getting a table over here. Like I just think that if Shaun White went that route.
He did. Kind of.
Like, I get it. He's literally, like, skiing royalty, and he's, like, in his, like, home. You know what I mean? Like, not France, but, like, he's in his element to a T. Like, he should be seated in the coolest spots, right? But, like, if he went that route, I could see. You know, when I was in France, I was in Paris, I asked for, oh, I still cringe.
What?
I don't even know if I should say it on the podcast.
Say it.
I asked, we were at this really, James doesn't like to go to, we go to like bougie fun, like Cipriani type places sometimes, but I do love a hole in the wall and he will always find a good one that's an actual mom and pop spot.
Loves.
We were in Paris, we went there and I sat down and James knows French, so I should have just fucking waited for him to like read the menu to me.
Oh, you are at such a disadvantage being American.
Oh, well, they don't want you to speak French to them. Like James was speaking in France and they were speaking English back to them.
They do want you to try, but then they drag you for even attempting.
I don't think they want you to try in France. No, in Mexico, they love, you can literally say "see," and they're like, oh my God, she's like engulfing herself in the language. Like they just love, they love that you're trying. Yes. But like in France, they're like, James will speak fluent French to them and the cab driver fluent. And the cab driver will speak back to him in English. Like, fuck off. Stop speaking French.
Does James have a British accent when he speaks French?
Don't know. Surely, yes, I'm sure he does, because that's why they speak back to him. Like, you're not French, bitch. But I was in a French mom and pop little restaurant in Paris, and I was like, excuse me, and we were being so nice. The guy was being so nice to us. And I was like, is there any chance you have a menu in English? And he was like, no. And I was like, oh, I'm kidding. I wanted to die. I wanted to die. And James was like, looked at me like, you just ruined my life. He was like,
you
really
no
asked for a
chill.
Menu in English. And I was like,
American.
I'm so sorry.
You just shouldn't point it at anything.
I'm uncultured swine.
My dad went to Harvard. So, you know, I mean, not great to say nowadays, but back in the day, it was a flex, just saying.
Back in the day, flex.
But, I mean, very educated. Harvard, doctor, okay?
Yeah, doctor.
We were in France, and he called the Champs-Élysées, the Champs Ulysses. We got kicked out of a cab. He literally was like, get out of my vehicle.
You're kidding.
Literally. It was so embarrassing. So
that's
don't worry.
That's crazy. The Champs Ulysses.
Champs Ulysses. Nobody could ever be more American than
Ulysses
my dad.
Ulysses S. Grant,
moment.
South Carolina. Represent.
Yep. Exactly.
Who is Ulysses S. Grant?
I don't know. Are we
scared?
We
learned about him. I'm nervous now.
Is he bad?
Perhaps we
cut
this.
I'm going to say, statistically speaking, the answer is yes.
If it's history and it's in South Carolina, I'm sure he's not great.
Yeah, I think probably...
Ulysses.
Look, the amount of Googling we're doing on this podcast.
I'm like, we have a lot of things named after him. He was an American military officer, led the Union Army to victory in the Civil War. We like him.
We like him?
The North won the Civil War.
Was that the Union? Girl, you think I know shit about shit?
This is actually, we cut it all. We cut it all. He was the 18th president. Is he from South Carolina? Oh my God. He's from Ohio. Never mind.
Okay, so Cipriani, and then Claudia said, I don't know if she was truthing, I don't know if she was joking, but that we're gonna go to Chanel and shop after.
Well, but I've already bought one.
I love that you did, because now I feel like you're like, but I just did it.
I just did it.
Did you buy it in, where were you that you bought Chanel?
I bought it in Bergdorf's, because the Bergdorf has better
here.
Chanel's. Yes, has better Chanel, the one bought in Central Park. It has better Chanel's than the Chanel boutiques.
Really?
Yeah, and they're so nice to you at Bergdorf's. Like, they're just, like, so, so, so nice, and I feel like at Chanel, they can just kind of... So many people
go
into Chanel that, yeah, they can just kind of be rude sometimes.
Yes.
Like, oh, are you even going to buy anything? Are you even going to be... Like, I don't know how to explain it, but...
No.
I like funky stuff, like, different funky stuff, which is probably, like, you know, I need to just buy a classic black Chanel flat bag, but I won't do it. I, like, want the weird, funky shit, and they'll always open this closet and have all this kind of crazy stuff.
They do.
So I bought this like denim one.
Oh, like literally on the way to the podcast, you bought a Chanel bag.
I had to. I deserved it.
So is there
It's been a rough fucking last 2 weeks for me.
We're going to get to that too. Is there a world in which you would go back and buy another Chanel today after lunch?
I just can't imagine. No, that's a lot of money.
Okay, good.
But you know what?
I'm very relieved.
Shannon,
I was very nervous.
Shannon, like 4 years ago, would have. And would have done it to be like a funny story with you guys. Would have done it for the wrong reasons. Would have been like, oh, she's a girl. Bleh, they can buy two Chanels. Bleh. Like, I can't spend my money like that anymore. Remember when you were like, you must have great money? I'm like, no, I have none left.
Yes.
No, I spent it all.
But when we were in St. Bart's, Claudia really was pushing me to get this bag. And she was being very sweet about it. She was like, you work hard. and you are so good with money and you deserve it. And I was like, I do deserve it. I do. Plus in St. Bart's, they literally had these like Chanel shopping bags that you can only get in St. Bart's.
Wait, I saw
this. And they're
this.
Almost like such high quality. It's almost like a purse. Beach bag.
Yes. Yes.
So
I've seen
I was
this.
Like, but my little tiny brain, my Zara brain did not compute that yeah. that was a St. Bart's only thing. So I was like, well, if I want Prada, I'll just get it later. And then I was like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So I missed my opportunity.
Also in places like that, they tend to have like really cool, different stuff that you can get. Like one of my friends one time had this necklace from Christian Dior and I yes. tried to copy her and get it here. And they were like, that's exclusive to and Paris. And
I
was like,
so, but I resisted and I had to, cause we were there twice as long as her and Ben. I literally I've already bought Prada bags. And also I'm not that tempted by Prada. Just saying. It's just not my number one thing.
Yeah.
But Chanel is my weakness.
I know, but they keep raising those fucking prices.
What the fuck?
I don't know. And look, we're still buying it.
I'm so mad it was when he didn't buy me more. What a cheap bitch.
What a cheap asshole.
I'll never forgive
but
him.
You know
I'll
what?
Divorce him again.
I'm going to divorce him again. I sell a lot of my bags after I get over them or like, you know, just want to.
Do you do? Is that what you do?
Yeah. Do you do? Is that what you do?
Is that what you do?
That's what I do. I do that. And some Chanel, there's only been two.
Yes.
That I've made money off of.
Damn.
Like $450 to $600 made money off of them. Because once they, if it's a specific bag that they don't sell anymore. So you know what? When girls say that clothing and shoes and purses are an investment, they fucking are.
They are.
My return, my ROI on that bag was huge.
Huge?
No, I mean, it was $400. That was, and I didn't lose any money on the bag.
Exactly.
And I wore it for 3 years and then sold it and made money.
Speaking of expensive bags, mm-hmm. Hermes. I heard that they're getting sued, which is crazy.
Wait, do you know that I just went into Hermes in Boston and the conversations that I heard the salespeople having was crazy.
Tell me everything.
I was like, I want to leave here and stand in solidarity with anyone else that just feels like this when they're in this. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I looked cute. They were nice to me. By the way, they were nice to me when I walked in. They were kind.
Yes.
But then I was like, do I ask, like, how to? You see all the TikToks that were like, come with me while I explain to you how I got my leather appointment in Paris. I can't even believe it. And they, like, got a Kelly bag. And
yes.
And I heard this guy on the phone, and I can't hear the other conversation, right? But presumably this lady was asking like when she can get a bag. And he was like, yeah, sorry. He was like, the wait list is 4 to 5 years. He's like, I know that it sounds crazy to even say, but that's the truth. Like it is, you know, it is. So yes. Oh no. The ones we have in store, they're just display. No. You can't, they don't even have, by the way, Kelly's or Birkin's on display. They don't, they only had like some like canvas bags or something on display. He's like, I know, but you know, you're behind a lot of people that want a bag. Like I'm just hearing his, and I'm like, oh my God, this conversation is so gross to me. I'm like, it's just a bag. Like,
it's gross. Well, listen, so Hermes has been hit with a class action lawsuit
about
claiming
what?
The company is engaged in the unlawful practice of, yeah, I love, by the way, you were the looking, best producer I've ever had.
By the way, I thought you were looking at yourself.
Nope.
I was like,
can you believe I'm just talking to myself? So the company is engaged in unlawful practice of tying, which is requiring customers to purchase ancillary Hermes products like shoes, like scarves, like jewelry before even being given the opportunity to buy a Birkin or Kelly bag.
So this is what you see on TikTok. You see the girls be like, if you're wondering how to kind of get in a thing,
yes.
Then I go in, I started my collection by getting Twillies. You had to really get to know, you need to be,
yes.
You need to stick with the same associate. You need to get wallets. You need to get shoes. You need to get, they make you buy all this stuff.
Can
before
you imagine
get a bag.
Begging to buy a $25,000 bag?
Well, I think when you buy them before, when they're in the store, they're 15.
That's a bargain.
That's why. They're 10 to 15 in store, and that's why they get resold for 25 and 30.
That makes sense.
And I was going to go in there, and I was like, I still cannot, like, I'll literally throw up. Like, we just bought irrigation for my house. Like, I'm planning a wedding. Like, I cannot be spending $10,000 on a bag. That's so fucking stupid. That's so dumb.
So fucking stupid.
But I was like, you know, I was like, maybe I just do it. Maybe I'm like going to be one of these crazy girls on TikTok, and I'm just like, hi, like, just wondering if there's any, like, room for a leather appointment. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm not doing this. I feel so stupid. I feel so, like, I'm begging them to buy a bag from them. I don't need it. And maybe that's also speaking for someone who like felt like she couldn't get it. I wasn't like brave enough to ask
I feel like you could absolutely get one.
But I was like, I don't want to do this. And then if I get told no, or I get told what this guy was telling, because I heard the conversation on the phone first, like, oh, you know, maybe come in and like speak with an associate, but we have a lot of other options you could look at, wallets, whatever. I'm sure they're very careful with what they say now to people because of this lawsuit.
Right.
But then there was this group of sales associates, three older men. So two of them had to be Two of them had to be sales associates. One of them was definitely not working there.
Yes.
And they were talking so fucking quiet, so quiet. And when I got closer to them, as I was like perusing the store, they got even more quiet. So I'm obviously tuning the fuck in now, right? So I went to the other side.
Oh, where she they is a spy of all spies.
Like me, I'm undercover. I'm like a fucking sleeper cell. So I go to this other side where there's like sunglasses. And do you know what I hear them say? I right hand on Bible. They say this one salesman is telling the guy that's there. He's like, right. He's like, and that's the thing. He's like, Hermes got sloppy with it. You have to hire associates that are selective. If we don't have associates that aren't selective, it ruins the whole process. And I'm like, you are literally saying that associates are selective with who they'll sell a bag to.
Yes.
Like that's like, I'm sorry. I am not some like holier than thou. Like I'm not holding people accountable. Like I actually don't care when people do stuff. Yes. When I get my way over someone else, I love that shit. Like I'm obsessed with that shit actually. So I'm really not trying to like hold people accountable to a higher standard, but that's crazy. That's gross behavior. And I don't like that. And yeah, and they,
especially when they're charging that much money.
I know, it's crazy.
Like, isn't it insane that we live in an economy where people are begging to get, and this is the thing, I was with a friend recently and she was on the phone with her
associate
and she was like, what, I could tell she was like, well, what color do you want? And she was like, I don't know, like, whatever.
What you'll
like,
give me, whatever you'll give me.
No, but that was the energy. It was like, if I want like a mini Kelly, I know exactly what the fuck I want for that much money. Like, I want the hardware I want. I want the color I want. And she was like, well, not black, I have black, but like, I would do like
charcoal.
Beige. Well, I have white, but beige is fine. All yeah. Great. And I was like, girl.
It's crazy.
Polka dot?
She
said she would do polka dot?
Polka dot's crazy.
You don't want a polka dot
You do not want a polka dot.
That's crazy.
When I see these TikToks, that's crazy. When I see these TikToks people, I literally see them and they're like, I got really lucky because they were able to give me a black bag. She's like, I went in for a brown, but I was able to get black. I'm like,
you went in to get a bag you wanted. They didn't have it and they sold you something else that you didn't need. And
it's
you
crazy.
Made out like a bandit?
I know. It's crazy.
It's insane.
But like, I'm here to tell you, I still want one.
Oh, me too. Totally.
I want one.
I mean, I have a fake one that my ex-husband-in-law, she got me. She's going to hate that I'm saying this. Maybe we can't actually have this in.
Okay.
Wait, fine.
The Fermez. The Fermez from an unnamed source.
I have a Fermez from an unnamed source.
Got it.
And it's really fucking good. And there's also this culture of richy rich ladies that live in New York, and they actually get off. Like, they literally skeet all over the place. They jizz in their hands.
When they have a fake bag and no one knows.
To the fake one. So they have so many real ones, and now, like, that doesn't even satisfy them. So now, with, like, the whole game is to get a fake, wear it out, have a pass as real.
Wow.
And that is the game I can get in on.
Yeah, that's a game I can get behind. Okay, right? Love it. I feel like the fake ones have such a smell to them.
Yeah, gasolinas.
Yeah, yes.
I had a fake Chanel that was my gasolinas bag.
Gasoline.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Talkspace. So May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. And if you know me, you know I'm a huge lover and advocate of talk therapy. It's literally my favorite and I think most important thing I do for myself and also for my marriage. And there are a lot of people in my life, family members, friends, listeners, that I know are interested in seeing a therapist or psychiatrist. They think it would be helpful, but they don't really think that they have the time to find one or that they can meet with somebody or that they can even afford them. And I'm telling you, and I say this to everybody in my life, try Talkspace. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help that you want easy, accessible, and affordable. So at Talkspace.com, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with the provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours, which is incredible. And because it's online, it's incredibly convenient to have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, and so much more. Also, I love this. Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end bank-grade encryption technology to store client info and comply with the latest HIPAA regulations. And the best part, Talkspace is affordable and in-network with most major insurers. To celebrate May Mental Health Awareness Month and the power of talking it out in therapy, Talkspace is offering every listener of this podcast $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/Taylor to get $80 off your first month with code SPACE80. That's Talkspace, TalkSpace.com/Taylor. And don't forget that code, SPACE80. And now, back to the podcast. So wait, but the thing is, we live in a crime-ridden city these days, New York City. Yeah. Are you scared of all the punching that's going on?
I was, you know, after all my face stuff, I was on a steroid pack for a while.
Oh, my God. You're like, I can't get my face fucked up again.
No. I was kind of hoping for a tussle. It really ups my, cortisol levels. I was kind of ready for it. Like, I was like, I'll fuck around and get in a fight. Like, I'm like, my testosterone.
I'll find out. Look at me.
I'm like, it already looks like I got into a New York street fight. So I don't know. My testosterone was up and I could do it.
Real quick, let's talk about that. I know you're going to give, okay, so you have a solo podcast coming out.
My podcast is coming back. I don't want to bore you guys with the details. We also haven't the time. We've got to get to Cipriani's.
We haven't the time. Claudia's waiting.
I'll give all the medical details because I know after you guys hear this, you're going to be like, wait, so what was the diagnosis? Yes. It's too fucking complicated to say because it was so many dominoes and effect and fucking up shit at the same time. So basically, I'll give you guys the Reader's Digest version, and that is that I am on tour right now with my show.
Yes.
And I'm redoing it all. I've done a lot of shows since last August, and it was like a live podcast format, but I totally changed it.
It looks like you're doing stand-up, girly, and I am so proud of you / jealous, but inspired.
Thank you. If I can do it, my God.
Well, if you can see her, you can be her.
I love you for that. It's true. But a lot of nervousness going into that.
It's so fucking scary to do stand-up.
It's very scary.
But it's such a fucking flex.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you very much.
And inspired.
Thank you very much.
I really am. I'm like, Tay, I gotta fucking do this. I have been so mad at myself for not getting on stage and doing more of this stuff in live shows. And I don't want to do a live podcast. I want to do like live on a stage with a microphone.
And then
but I'm scared.
Tiptoe your way in like I did. I did the live podcast first. And then I was like, okay, I do 30 minutes of little jokey jokes. Why can't I write more material and do an hour of jokey jokes? Okay, I did an hour. Maybe I can just do an hour and 20. You know what I mean? Like you can ease your way in and then it's great.
So tell me, how did you work your way into this? Because this is like not this. I feel like everybody sees it on social media. They're like, whatever. It is so hard to do what you're doing. Like, I bow down. I do
so nice.
Fucking 12, a tight 10, 15 minutes if I'm being sloppy on tour with Stassi. That shit took me forever to write. That is literally what? A fifth, a sixth of
it's
what you're doing.
So long. I mean, I try to do storytelling. Like, yes. I'm really good at telling a story. And
you
so
are.
So there's different kinds of, you know, jokes. I'm just not like a one-liner. That's just not that. I love
there's
watching that kind of
comedy.
Stuff.
I love the storytelling kind too.
Yeah. So, I love something that, like, you have nuggets of inside jokes along the way. And then it all wraps back up. You know, it's great. So anyways, I do. That helps with the timing of it all because I don't have to come up with 1,000 jokes, you know?
Yes.
But so anyways, I was on stage by myself. I don't have a podcast co-host, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I was up there by myself. And most live podcast tours are two people or more. So
yes.
Someone that has their own podcast, they always have a guest. Like they always have a guest, you know? So I've never had like guests like that. I've always done the live podcast tour by myself. So I was like, okay, I'm already up here by myself. I already can't burp on the mic or take a break or take a breath without stopping the show. So I might as well just fucking go.
Lean the fuck in.
That's what I did. And I was excited to do it for the first time at my show in Nashville, which was going to be huge because I started in Nashville and then it was just like a big hometown show. It was like a 1,200 seat capacity. I had sold 900 tickets.
Yep.
Still didn't sell out. Damn it. But you know, it was like a balcony, so people didn't want to buy the back seats.
That's fucking crazy.
I'm justifying it. People don't want to buy the back seats of the balcony. It's fine. Louis C. Black was that same night. He didn't sell his balcony seats either.
Girl.
So anyways, I feel very passionate about that. But basically, I was really excited because it was a huge audience and I was going to do it. Now, everything does happen for a reason because I had to cancel that show because of my face shit. And now I realized after doing Philly, Boston, and Pittsburgh, I've already even just from doing the show three times because this would have been fresh new material for the very first time at the Nashville show.
Yes.
This reschedule is going to be so much better because I'm already feeling so much more comfortable with the material.
Yes.
I'm already changing things, adding things.
You really work it through live on stage.
You have to see what hits and doesn't hit. Stuff that I mean, I performed the show for anyone that would listen, sit down for an hour. I'm like, okay, this is the set.
Mom, Dad, it's time for me to perform.
This is it. So I had done it for so many people and they laughed at different stuff than the audience has laughed at that when I'm on tour. So I'm really happy that I get to have a more refined version of this show for the big show in Nashville. But what happened?
Will that be the grand finale? Will that be the final show now?
That probably will be the final show before.
I think it's actually perfect.
Yeah.
To build up to go to your hometown. Your hometown is usually, it would feel like it's the safest, but it's the scariest because more people that you know and you literally have to sit across the dinner table from, and if you suck in front of them, they're like, oh, you suck forever. Well, no, it's more pressure.
And I have a lot of funny friends. I have a lot of professionally funny friends that I've absolutely not invited, and they're probably like, that's rude, but I'm like, do not fucking come to this place. I'm so stressed out. I'm like, not
I get
funny.
It, I get it.
I was hypnotizing myself because I had to memorize an hour and 10 minutes of like material, and I was telling myself they're all your own stories. Also, mine are all
they
true
are,
stories.
Yeah, and also, the audience doesn't know what the audience doesn't know.
True, it's like dancing. If you forget good at a thing, you just like keep going. Not that I'm a dancer, but I know they say that shit. But I just, I was like, okay, trying to memorize. So I did it in a voice memo. Like I spent like a full hour recording it every line for line in a voice memo.
Yes.
And then I've just been forcing myself any plane ride I'm on, any like if I take a shower, I just like play the whole thing.
That's so smart.
So I memorized it like a song. Oh my God, I was so over myself. Like I felt like one, like I said, I was hypnotizing myself with my own words. And then two, I was like, oh my God, I just like wanted to talk shit. Like you're not even funny, bitch. Like you're not, like that's not even funny. Like I was so overhearing
like
myself speak.
Heckling your own self?
Yeah, I'm like, what is that even funny? You know when you read a word too many times and it starts to look like it's spelled wrong?
Yes.
I was like listening to myself for so long that I was like, is this even good?
Does this even make any sense?
Yeah, I hate myself. No, but the three shows were great. I'm excited for the Nashville show, which I did have to reschedule because of the face shit that happened.
I am so excited. Okay, but the face shit happened. I mean,
I basically had a routine filling done, which is like, I was trying to be a responsible adult and get a fucking filling, even though I did not want to like get one, but I was like, whatever. Like I hear that if you don't get your cavities filled, they turn into root canals. I had a root canal.
Just had a root canal.
I have veneers. So if I get a root canal, they have to take the veneer off.
It
would be such a thing. And I was like, I need to get in and get this cavity. I need to be responsible with my teeth. I need to go in and get this cavity filled before it gets too bad. So I go in, routine cavity. I get a dentist. It's not my normal dentist, but I don't care because it's a fucking routine cavity. Who cares? You know what I mean? And the second I now know when you get a hematoma, which is like one of the rarest things. I don't want to give anyone dental anxiety. Like this is not going to happen to you. It is like the most rarest. Like
the 0.00001%.
I had to look up medical journals. Like I was able to find it happens by like searching medical journal, and then like it gives you like this can happen to you. Like the once in a lifetime thing. I've spoken to so many dentists who I want to just like be nice about it because I know everyone's like sue, and I'm like no, it's like you can't go that route because like I've talked to a lot of. Like,
I hate litigious people.
Me too.
They're gross.
I just think James also says it's such an American thing. He's like, everyone.
Is. Like, be more American with your lawsuit.
References like Americans. Like, yeah, James is like, yeah, can't you like, don't you guys like sue people if they like fall and trip at your house or something? And I'm like, yeah, that's what people do.
If somebody like breaks into your house and stabs himself with a fucking knife, they could sue you.
They could sue you. Yeah.
Well, how?
James is like, it's crazy. So anyways, I just want to say that I've spoken to like 3 or 4 older dentists that are like very, very well known, very refined in their art and craft, like cosmetic dentists, like surgical dentists, and they're like, Shannon, this does not happen except for it can, but like it doesn't happen.
It's very
rare. like if it happens, it happens once in your career, and you do like a 300 fillings a week. Like he's like, it's
what a nightmare to be a dentist and have it happen to like a client who has a lot of visibility.
And I would never never shit talk anything because she was a great, great dentist herself. Honestly, the filling is fantastic. Like I went back in me. I'm like, people please just not. I'm like, oh my God, you did such a good job.
The filling is like,
except for like
your face is like this
big. I have a hematoma. And so I was very stressed out about the show because the show was in a week and a half, and I had this giant hematoma, and hematomas can last up to like 3 to 4 weeks, you
Correct.
Know? Your facial tissue heals faster than like if you get a hematoma on your leg.
Okay.
But like, I was like stressed the fuck out. I let myself get way too stressed out. Next thing you know, I have this steroid-induced, like stress-induced, all this stuff. I wake up, I'm at Jackie's house. Jackie from the toast.
You did the toast.
I did the toast still. I'm so stressed out because Jackie has bibes, you know what I mean? They're little, and I'm just so stressed. I call my friend. I'm like, I woke up with this rash all over my mouth. Like, I thought I had have you ever heard of hand foot mouth?
Girl, when I saw you, I was like, she has hand foot mouth disease, which is my biggest fear in life.
I was like, did I get this from Jackie's kids? And then I start just like, you know, I'm like, okay, no, I didn't. I haven't like, they're not my kids, so I'm not like touching them. I know people are weird about that. Like I have my goddaughters that I like, you know, give kisses to and hug.
But, I know what you mean. I was kissing.
You need to be careful with that shit because like,
I know
people don't like that shit. They don't like when you kiss their babies.
I was kissing my niece like, and she was like giving me kisses and I was like, kiss on the lips. And I was like, wait, am I allowed to kiss her on the lips?
Yeah.
Does she consent? I was like,
yeah. Like they're not, it's just weird. Like little kids have such low immune systems. Like you can give so much to them that we wouldn't give.
Yeah, but
so,
they're also little petri dishes. Yeah, they give everything to me.
They are, but I just wanted to be careful. So in my head, I was like, I couldn't have given anything to them or gotten anything, but I was worried I had shingles. And if you have shingles, you can't, I called my grandpa, she's like, you might have shingles. And shingles gives little kids who haven't had chicken pox, it gives them chicken pox.
No!
So I'm like Rapunzel up on the like balcony of the toast of Jackie's house. I'm like, she's like, good morning. And I'm like, so I don't want to come down quite yet. And she's like, okay. And I tell her everything's happening. We still don't know. Anyways, I leave fine because it was that day I woke up. I was leaving that day anyways. We do the toast. It's funny. Hee hee. We laugh about it.
Right.
The next 4 days of my life was, I cannot put it into words.
You didn't even go on social media. That's how bad it was. Like you were I cannot be seen. Were you like,
I didn't go on social media.
You guys.
I didn't. Oh my goodness. I didn't go on social media because two things. One, I couldn't speak. My mouth was so swollen. My lips were swollen. Basically, like, they weren't swollen shut, obviously, but, like, I could freak out here. And then the swollenness turned into sores, which then burst. And then they turned into, like, crust. And then my mouth was, like, crusted shut. Like, you can't even, like, the words crust and, like, pus. Like, I can't even believe I'm saying those words. But basically, it was so bad that I could not speak or smile or anything, let alone get on stage and talk for an hour. And then the mental capacity that I was
It
was so bad. I couldn't get online. I couldn't look at my phone. Everyone turned into a doctor in the nicest way possible.
But everybody knows everything.
Everyone was checking on me. Everyone's like, oh my God, you must be devastated. How are you feeling? And I was like, I actually am devastated and I'm feeling terrible. So I can't, even though I know you mean well and you're just checking on my mental, like a mental health check.
You've got to fucking stop.
I actually can't text you how I'm feeling because it's fucking horrible and you're the 12th person to ask me and I know you mean well, but I cannot fucking see one more person and be like, oh, are you going to have to cancel the show? I'm devastated for you. I'm like, me. I was so not okay. I had to turn my phone off. James was like, turn it, like, press the fucking two buttons, turn it off, go watch Sex and the City. It was like the only thing that helped because I just, like, I had no choice. I call Claudia. She's like, you have no choice, Shannon. And I'm like, okay. So anyways, that was supposed to be, it was just, the face was not facing. You know what I mean? It was one thing after another.
Mouth thing. You couldn't even fucking talk.
It was only my mouth. I know.
Oh,
it was
baby.
Bad. I know. I just, like, my mom was so, she was like, honey, I mean, I'm FaceTiming my parents. My parents are gasping. They're like
such a horrific
every
sight.
Time I call them, they're like, oh, it got worse and worse. Each day it got worse. I thought I want to wake up tomorrow and it's going to be better. I'm praying at night. I'm like, God, just 50% better tomorrow. Just 50%. Because I didn't want to cancel the show. So I canceled it Friday officially.
Yep.
The show was Saturday. But I mean, every time I'd call my parents, my mom almost cried. Because, you know, I'm like her baby and it's my face. And she's like, oh, honey. And I'm like, that reaction's not helping. She's like, no, I'm
so
sorry. It looks so painful. I'm like, it is. So, like, yeah, I mean, you know, it was fine. It's fine. Everything happens for a reason. I just, you know, here's the golden, like the silver lining of it all. One, we're rescheduling. The people were so nice at the venue. They were like, we follow you. We've been keeping up with this. This is not great. I sent photos of my face.
It's like an act of God.
I sent photos of my face to them. They're like, Jesus Christ.
Please don't come.
Yeah. So, anyways, I also didn't know what I had. So I was like, is this contagious? I don't know what. Anyways,
long story. If it's contagious, stay the fuck.
Yeah. Right. Like, what? Like, I'm meeting and greeting people, taking pics and, like, kissing them. Like, that's so weird. No. So I was like, no.
You're just like Vaseline face.
Ew, it's so gross. Like, I wear a mask. We go back to masks. So anyways, I was better. I don't know what made me better. I got better pretty quickly, like within 4 days, which my doctor was like, I thought that was going to take 2 weeks. So I was still able to do my Boston, Philly, whatever run show. And, you know, we're coming out on the other side.
Yeah.
The face is back to normal.
The face is facing.
I'll never, you know, take it for granted. And it didn't happen during my wedding that's coming up this year. So, like, that's a positive.
Got it out of the way.
That
would actually have been worse. And also, I said this to you. I was like, girl, your worst day is most of our best day.
I love you for that.
Don't worry about it.
The silver lining is that people came to a city if they travel, because that was my biggest, like, I had the biggest pit in my stomach about anyone, because I was like, oh my God, come to my show, make it a girls trip, take the girls trip out of the group chat and come to Nashville for the weekend and see my show. So a lot of people had traveled.
Yep.
But I was like, you know what? I didn't make them travel to, like, Des Moines, Iowa. No shade.
They were fucking Nashville.
They were Nashville on a beautiful weekend. They still had fun. Also, like, I'm sorry if you're from Des Moines, Iowa. I'm sure it's a great place. But, like, I just was like, it's fine. Like, everyone's still going to be happy to be there. And a lot of girls were messaging me, like, still had the best time, took tequila shots in your honor, like, you know.
Oh, girl.
The show is rescheduled for August 10th. If you want to buy a ticket, please come. My face will be fine.
I mean, I'm going to come.
Claudia and Jackie
totally
and all
gonna
them.
Come.
I'm holding them accountable. She can't back out. She said they were going to come.
August 10th?
Yeah.
I'm in, bitch.
You're in,
okay,
bitch.
Are we on time?
It's 2:32.
Oh, so we're good.
We're beating it. We're working against clock.
Okay, wait. So a couple things. The last time you were here, holy fucking shit.
That's
crazy. This is the thing, too. Everyone's buying all these expensive fucking bags. Meanwhile, everyone's getting punched in the head.
Do you know what
they... looking like you did when you had your hand, foot, mouth disease.
So true. Wait, by the way, wasn't hand, foot, mouth. Second of all, a lot of people thought that. It wasn't hand, foot, mouth. Okay, wait, do you know... because my hands and feet were fine. the mouth was not mouthing, though. Do you know that when they gave me my Chanel bag, which I shipped the bag to my house...
But the one you just bought today.
Yeah, but I also bought some earrings.
Okay. I see.
I bought some earrings as well. Thank you so much. But they gave me my bag, and they put the Chanel bag in a Bergdorf bag. They really, like, hit it with, like, tissue and stuff. I could tell they did that.
And you said, I know.
And
the real ones know.
And I said, I'm not going to lure after this bitch.
Certainly not. Okay, so the last time we were together, we podcasted.
Yes.
It was fabulous. We fell in love.
Kiki'd had the best time.
And then we went to lure for a glorious, I don't know, like an... off lunchtime lunch. It was like 3:30.
Which was fantastic because yes. we got the best seats in the house because nobody was there. And so we were able to snag the most premium of premium bar seats.
Yes.
And we, luckily for us, didn't want to shut the fuck up. So we ended up staying long enough that we actually ended up being like the cool girls that had the cool seats during the cool time to be there on
a
Friday.
We were there from like, I mean, we were there for like,
we
can't So by the time we're there, first of all, do you understand the effect you have on men? Like, we all can see you're gorgeous. I know you know you're very pretty. You know.
That's nice to say. Thank you.
But Claudia and I were talking about it after the fact. I was like, and on top of the crime that occurred, the way men were flocking.
What?
To you. And you, like, didn't even notice.
I don't want
to
be one of those girls. I grew up ugly, so I actually appreciate
you. You're not a pick-me girl. You're not at all even trying. I can tell, which is what makes it that much more infuriating. If I wasn't a lesbian, I would be so angry.
I appreciate the looks that are looking now. That's a very kind thing because I'm telling you, it's why I have a personality. I grew up, and you should see what I looked like. I mean, it's the craziest thing. Like, couldn't get a boyfriend. Like, everyone, like people that I went to high school with still say, like, boy, wow, couldn't even, would have never guessed. Like, would have never guessed. Like, all right, so I don't want to be the girl that's like, why is something like, I appreciate the compliments are nice. But I mean, wow, that's such a nice thing to say. I did not realize men were flocking.
They were literally like about, I mean, we had just endured trauma together, so we were all trauma bonding.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
The way they were ready to fight each other. Like, I'm talking like friends since kindergarten, ready to kill one another.
Oh, that's funny.
Being like, giggle from you. It was wild. And I don't think she realizes even what's going on. She has no idea.
Well, guys don't really make me giggle that much, so try fucking harder. I'm like, try harder.
So I know, I was like, this is a fruitless effort. Like, on top of being engaged to the hottest man ever,
I'm like, listen.
She literally doesn't even understand what's going on right now.
I'm like, my friend Taylor's so funny. Have you talked to my friend Taylor right here? I couldn't have given $6 less what they were saying. I was like, I want to talk to my friend Taylor. But yeah, so we were there and then a robbery occurred, which was so fucking crazy. And I jumped.
Yes.
It should be noted that I jumped. Did you say that on your podcast that I jumped on the bar?
You jumped on the bar, which if there
was that my fight
God
or flight?
Forbid, like a weapon out, like a gun, why would you make yourself that much more noticeable?
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you, and I want to defend myself here for a second because I too thought my mom said, why was your fight or flight to be the most
perched.
Visible person?
She's literally.
Like, my mom was like, it's like lightning was striking, and you're like, let me make myself the tallest thing in the room.
Just, anybody have an umbrella? I'm gonna run to the middle of the pool. Literally.
And I said, Mom, I'll tell you what it was. It's because we didn't know what was happening and everyone was screaming.
To be fair, it was coming from behind you and it was I could see, but I couldn't see because it was like a man running like
a flash
bandit.
Of light. He was
flash
like
flash of light, like
cartoon
he was on a
character.
Football field.
The Incredibles, the guy that can run super fast in the Incredibles. It was like a blur. He really should be drafted somewhere. I know the draft just happened.
He's an incredible athlete.
He ran
through a window that was deadbolted, a door that was deadbolted into the ground. He shattered it. That's how fast he ran.
He's an athlete who should get a little bit more credit in the story.
He should be drafted.
He should be drafted.
Yeah, right now.
He wasn't given the chance that we will now give him. If you're listening to this, we want to scout you. We'll be your agents. You can be a walk-on. Okay, Baker Mayfield did it. You'll be incredible. So I know one thing about sports and one thing only.
I know zero. I don't even know what she just said.
So that he's just an incredible quarterback that was like a walk-on that ended up just being like a superstar, but he didn't
I
like get drafted.
I literally am asleep.
In college. I'm asleep now.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Sono Bello. Did you know that the average dieter will try 162 diets over the course of their lives? And listen, it's no secret that the weight loss industry is a actual cash machine and it runs on our desperation. But there is a way to permanently lose unwanted fat in inches, and that is Sono Bello. Sono Bello doctors are masters in micro laser fat removal. So wherever you have stubborn fat, tummy, sides, thighs, arms, you can smile because it's going away in one visit. Sono Bello also has modern techniques to eliminate sagging and loose skin, which is huge. Give yourself the gift of a full body reset. Schedule your free consultation and learn all about micro laser fat removal by visiting sonobello.com/Taylor. Also, Sono Bello is running a great special right now. So visit sonobello.com/Taylor. That's sonobello.com/Taylor. sonobello.com/Taylor. And now back to the podcast.
Okay. So basically this guy, I think that I jumped up because it was coming from behind me.
Okay.
And in the day and age that we live in, and I really hate to say this, but I thought someone had a gun.
Yes.
Even though we were in New York, I thought someone had a gun, and I heard screaming, and so I was trying to get behind the bar.
Oh, shit.
And I stopped once I heard the glass shatter.
Right.
Because I realized it was now away from us.
Right.
And we also felt someone go by us.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I don't need to get behind the bar. This situation's leaving. But then because I was so shocked and we were all so shocked, I stayed on the bar for like, you know, probably 4 seconds.
Yes.
Like 4 seconds is kind of a long time. Once the dust had settled and then everyone kind of just like looked up at me and I was on top of the bar and I was like, oh, I'm
like
so sorry.
Like a lemur.
A perch.
In the jungle.
I was ready to get behind the bar.
Yes. That makes sense. Well, I was busy grabbing my fake bag.
Yeah.
Not my Fennel.
Wait,
they'll
so many
for it for sure.
So many people said that to me about I have that beautiful vintage Chanel.
Gorgeous
I
Chanel. Just, and it was just like atopeth the bar.
Could have given seven
I
fucks
think
less.
I grabbed your fucking Chanel.
Probably, but you know one thing about me? Materials are absolutely nothing to me. Like materials are nothing. And my mom has drilled that in our head.
And
like
I love
leave
that
it,
about
give
you.
It.
I
and
do.
I love material things, but like I just saw this. Where did I see it on? Probably TikTok or Instagram. This guy was going to take her phone.
Yeah.
And she fought back.
I would wrestle somebody for my fucking fake Chanel.
This is crazy.
Because it was very hard to find.
The story's crazy because she fought back and he had a gun and she at one point gets the gun. And then you guys, this is like a little bitty butt blonde, a college student. This is not like a girl that you'd be like, all right, fuck around and find out. She wrestles. She doesn't try to get the gun away. I think he mishandles the gun. She grabs it and she throws it far away. So she's like a hero in the story, right? But she gets interviewed by this news station. And the first thing she says, because she says exactly what I was thinking and exactly what like my parents, she goes, they were like, wow, like, can't believe you did that. You're so brave, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, yeah, my parents were understandably pretty upset with the way I handled the whole situation. Like, it was a phone. I should have given him the phone. My parents were pretty upset because he had a gun. And I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I would literally be like, whatever you want, take literally all of it.
Not me.
Take all of it. I would just give it all away.
I think I would probably end up giving it away, but I would hesitate. Like, I'd be like, wait, I'd assess.
It's
like,
not
what can
like
I do
the
here?
Movies. It's not like they're like, give me your wallet. And then you're like, oh, I only have this thing. And they're like, oh, okay, I'll take that. Like, no, you can't barter with them.
I would barter. I
oh
would
my
barter.
God.
I would spin my ring around and be like, take my Fennel. Like,
take that.
Or I'd even be like, it's not even real. It's not even real.
That's so funny. Did I ever tell you about the time that I was in the Hamptons and I left a Chanel bag with a Miu Miu card case, like American Express Platinum.
No.
We were in Greece territory, so I had like three $100 bills. We were in the Hamptons, and I might need to grease someone. So I had like three $100 bills.
Greece territory.
And I had like Gucci and YSL makeup in my bag. This bag was like stacked nuts. We were in.
This bag was probably worth how much money?
I mean, all in, the fact that you could take my Amex and just go fucking crazy if you wanted to, like all in, my IDs, everything, like all in, like the bag itself was, you know, $6,000. And then like all the stuff that's in it, the card, because who cares? Who knows? But like a lot of money, right? I left it at this, like not a restaurant, worse. We were at this place called Crow's Nest
in
the Hamptons.
Oh my God, yes. It's
and
like
I
a-
left
outdoor restaurant bar vibe.
And before you can get seated, there's usually a 4-hour wait. So they have this really gorgeous beach area where there's just like everyone that's just waiting for a table goes. And there's like picnic tables and little like high top tables, but mostly everyone just stands around because it's a gorgeous little beach vibe.
Yes.
And there's a tiny bar, tiki bar. And I was down there at one of the picnic tables. You guys, there's 80 people just like congregating all like around each other and drinking and whatever. I left it down there. Didn't realize it until we went to go pay. Cause I was on mushrooms, and two, I was just like having the time of my life. So I just like didn't care about my purse, I guess. And so I realize it
I look
at the girl, their waitress, and I'm like, I look at everyone at the table and I'm like, I left my Chanel down there. I left my purse. And they were like, you're so fucking kidding. And I don't leave purses. I'm not that girl. And so I was just so mad at myself and I was resigned to it. I made that decision there. I'm like, the bag is gone. Now I've got to get new IDs. I've got to get new credit cards. I got to freeze my credit cards. I'm freezing credit cards at the table. The waitress walks up to me. It's dark, by the way. We got seated after it was dark. So like no one, the beach area had closed.
Yes.
Everyone had gone for the night. So the Chanel was long enough that people would have all left and it would have just been in plain sight for someone to grab. Or what, you know what I mean? No, it's like the worst thing ever. The waitress walks up to me and she's like, we found your bag. It's right here. And I'm like, what?
Only in the fucking Hamptons.
I'm like, what? No way. I open it. All the cash. All the money. No one turned it in. She didn't say it was turned in behind the bar or anything. It wasn't a Good Samaritan. It was just still left down there at the beach club. Do you know? I go, only in the Hamptons. Someone probably looked at that and was like, ew, last season. Like, oh my God. Like,
literally.
I was like, wow. You, nowhere else could you leave
it. You weren't like, everyone here is so wonderful. You're like, everybody here is a piece of shit. And judgy.
Yeah. I was like, the cash is still in here. The cash is still in here. It was crazy.
That is crazy.
I was like, wow, Hamptons, I love you. And also, I don't like you.
Okay. So before I let you go, I know you love, you don't like Hamptons, but you love Stagecoach, right?
I love Stagecoach. Claudia and I didn't go this year, though.
So we are the only people not there this year.
Yeah, which is why we're celebrating by getting hammered right now.
Why are you not there?
My show's this weekend.
Your show's. Claudia's not there because she's running 5K, right?
Yes,
and she had to, like, keep training.
Well, we were in a group chat about Stagecoach for many, many months for it, planning to go, me, Claudia, and Margo and everyone.
Yes,
and
yes,
then
Margo's there.
Yeah, and then we went last year together, all of us, and we were planning it again, like, literally, like, getting something in place. And I just happened to go to my calendar app and, like, maybe go to, like, see something. And I was like, I can't go. I go, can I reschedule the shows? This is before I rescheduled the Nashville show. And Claudia goes, absolutely. What are you going to say? I have to reschedule the shows at Stagecoach. I was like, yeah, no. So I couldn't go right off the bat. And then Claudia was like, well, now the elders aren't in attendance.
Yes.
And Margo was like, really, bitch? But then, you know, she is training for her 5K. So yeah, we're both not there. So what's a
Stagecoach?
A Stagecoach?
I'm so, speaking of elders, is Stagecoach
Coachella,
like a country Coachella?
Yes, that's what it is.
Okay, is it at the same place?
Yes, exact same everything.
Shut the fuck up.
The weekend after. Yeah.
Okay, so Tay and I got invited to go to a concert. Morgan Wallen?
Bitch, you have got me fucked up.
Okay.
Morgan Wallen.
Oh my God,
he's the Wallen headliner.
Wait,
Wallen,
so
he's
the Stagecoach right now?
Yeah, he's the headliner act, so he'll
First
be on tonight.
Of all, when we got invited, we got invited to go to his concert in like 2 weeks in Philly.
Will be really fun. You should go.
But we got invited by a bunch of people who play for the Eagles, and my wife is psycho obsessed with all Philly sports.
Right.
So she's like, we are going, and we're gonna be like in a box with like, I don't know, like the general
Learn
manager
the words.
Or something. I don't even understand what's going on.
He's a really big artist.
Tay is so excited that she's like, we're going. Not me. Literally, at first I was like, I don't want to go see Kyle Richards' girlfriend perform. So I am lost. So what's a Morgan Wallen? Wallen.
He's like the most popular country singer right now. He's younger, so he's not like, you know, a class. He's not like, you know, end all be all. He's not like an Eric Church or Blake Shelton or
right.
Luke Bryan. But he is like, you know, the biggest deal probably right now in country music.
How do I make myself like country music?
I'll play you some Morgan Wallen. You're probably like Morgan Wallen. I'll play you some girl stuff. Girl artists are so good.
The only song I like that's country is Chicken Fried.
Oh, ew, you have terrible taste. What? Okay, I don't know if I'm going to be able to teach you. You might be unteachable.
Okay, fine.
Like, sorry, chicken fried's fine. It's fine. Anyone that's like, how could you hate on Zach Bryan? Like,
yeah.
It's fine. But like, you know, I have a chicken fried. Like, sure. Like, if you're on a pontoon, and you're just like drunk and dancing. But like, I'll give you some better stuff.
Pontoon. What do I wear?
I'll dress you.
Oh my God. Do I have to get cowboy boots?
No. But TBD.
Okay, fine. But I'm really, like, I'm a fish out of water at this point. I really don't know what I'm
going to
do.
It'll be good. It'll be good for you.
And then Claudia was like, so we're going to be in Austin for the Dear Media IRL.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, I got us tickets to, I don't know, Country Fest? Is there something country that's going on in Austin?
You're so ungrateful to be in these positions. A box at Morgan Wallen and you're going to get, you're like, I don't know,
do you know
whatever
what we're
the fuck it is.
That's happening in Austin?
No, but I'm sure it's like a country fest of some sort.
Oh, it's an iHeartRadio country thing.
Yes.
Yes.
Iconic.
What do I wear to that?
I'll dress you.
But what are you going to dress me
guys,
in?
We got to get out of here. We got to go to Shifriani. I got to dress her for these concerts. This is close, like something denim. You could do this
denim
with shorts.
Denim?
What you,
shorts?
Yeah.
Do I have to wear cowboy boots?
No, but
what do you
it's
wear
nice.
For shoes otherwise?
I'll show you.
What are you? I'll just show you.
We can't give away the sauce. They have to see it. You guys, when you see her dress, actually, you better let me dress you now because I'm not
yes,
going to take credit for something else. That's like some fucking
dressed by
Zara
Shane Ford is my goddamn dream. And no Zara. We're done with Zara.
We're done with Zara. Zara, you're out.
But also, I hate my knees. I really don't want to wear shorts.
Okay, well.
Can I wear culottes?
Gauchos? No.
Okay.
We have to go before this gets any worse.
Shannon, I love you so much.
I love you so much.
Thank you.
You guys, she's coming on my podcast too, so you can get a double whammy of us, and we'll have Gone to Lunch, so we'll have the recap of that.
Oh, we'll have the lunch recap faux show.
Sorry, always plug.
And no, never, ever stop plugging. And don't forget, Shannon has shows, so where can we go to get tickets for more of your shows?
The link is in my bio on Instagram, @probablyshannon.
I love you.
Love you so much. Mwah.
Mwah.
Bye, guys.
That is it for us. Have a great rest of your week. You always remember, I say rate, review, and subscribe. Until next week, bye, girl. Bye.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.